Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. What was your reaction to this news announced by the supermarkets yesterday?
We were initially elated that obviously Coles and then quickly followed by Woolworths quickly followed by Coles decided to actually announce a level of support for the 10-cent drought levy, until we realised the actual ramifications of what they were offering us, which essentially equates to zip. A 30-cent levy on the $3 a litre bottle of milk means that the people who probably can least afford to actually have to support the levy, those people being large families with lots of kids, are the ones who are going to bear the brunt of the levy. And we are frankly just appalled at that, that they actually expect us to be fobbed off with that response.
I am sorry to say, you know, usually I would buy the 2 litre bottles of milk, and I fear if I bought a 3 litre bottle, some of that is just going to go to waste.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I've never bought a 3 litre bottle of milk in my life, and I would be one of the first people to want to actually support the farmers. So, it's a complete waste. It's a fob off, they should be really ashamed of themselves.
Well, 10 cents a litre seems like it would make a great deal more sense. I mean, looking at that original proposal and that 10 cents a litre, just how much would that actually help farmers deal with the drought?
Look, it's to be frank, it's not enough to be a sustainable amount for the dairy industry moving forward. But from a drought perspective, it is the difference between life and death for a dairy farm. We lost 2 farms in the last 2 weeks because of financial strain due to drought, and we have at least 10 that we know are on the brink if this doesn't actually go through.
Your organisation has been critical in the past of both Coles and Woolworths over their decisions to slash the prices of home brand milk, the dollar a litre sort of prices that we see on home brands of milk. What's the reaction now?
The reaction is we are still appalled with Woolies and Coles on their decision to slash the price of milk to a dollar. We calculated and put out a release last week the amounts that actually it's cost the Australian dairy industry just on fresh milk alone. And that's $10 billion since they introduced a dollar a litre milk based on volumes of milk produced and actually consumed in Australia. That's $10 billion they've cost the dairy industry.
I must admit, it's one of those things as a consumer I really don't think about. Milk costs $2, $2 for a 2 litre bottle. I buy a 2 litre bottle. If it cost $5, I would buy a $5 bottle of milk. I don't really think about it when making those kind of purchases. Has there been an effort to sort of reach out to consumers and make them a little bit more aware of where this money is going?
Look, this is exactly what we're trying to do at the moment, is for people to actually understand the consequences of their purchasing behaviour. We've gone through the usual channels. We've tried to talk to the supermarkets and ask them to actually sort of make a move and actually end dollar a litre milk. We've talked to our pollies. We've gone through the proper channels in the past. And really, we just got to a point where we said, you know what, the Australian public is the only people who can actually save our industry. And that's because they're the ones who actually, at the end of the day, make the purchasing decisions. So come on, Australia, boycott Coles until this actually changes, because it is an absolutely vital levy for the survival of an industry. And look, no one wants to be drinking UHT milk. It tastes absolutely revolting.
Well, I think you touched on it right there, Sarah, but before I let you go, just to sort of outline this one for us, the Australian public, they obviously care about this issue. There were, you know, the petition exploded. We've had a great outpouring of support, even if not necessarily on the issue for dairy farmers, the issue of farmers struggling with the drought itself. What would you like to see the Australian public do? What can the Australian public do in order to see some real change?
Look, essentially, at the end of the day, you've got to vote with your wallet. So buy more expensive brands. Make sure you're checking that they're Australian products. Please look out for sort of like the, you know, I know a lot of the times we're time poor when we go shopping, but turn the pack around and make sure it's actually an Australian product, because we need to support one another. And as we've seen with the whole strawberry debacle. It's really, really important that we actually support our farmers, because without your support, we won't have farms left.
Well, Sarah, best of luck going forward. I do appreciate your time.